Ever wonder what it takes to reach the C-suite? Or what exactly that is, where all the chiefs are located, the chief executive, the CEO, the CFO? Well, what sets those individuals apart from other professionals? According to findings from Deloitte Greenhouse, it all comes down to business chemistry. And here to answer those questions is Kim Christfort, National Managing Director of the Deloitte Greenhouse Experience Team. So, Kim, tell us all about this business chemistry.
Yeah, so business chemistry overall is a way of looking at how our work styles differ from individual to individual. So the general idea here is that you can take science and look at observable business behavior and identify repeating patterns, stable patterns. And there's actually four that we found with business chemistry. There's the driver. The driver values challenge. They like to be quantitative. They're logical, competitive, and experimental. At the other end of the spectrum from the driver, you see the integrator pattern. They value connection. They like to draw teams together. They tend to be diplomatic, empathic, relationship-oriented, and non-confrontational. Then you have the guardian pattern. They really value stability. They tend to be reserved. They're practical, very detail-oriented, and methodical. And at the opposite end of the spectrum from them, you have the pioneers. They value possibility. They tend to be outgoing, spontaneous, adaptable, and imaginative. And all of us have a mixture of these four types, but most of us tend to lean a bit more strongly toward one or two of these styles. And the question that we asked ourselves with this study is that true for these leaders, as you say, these people in the upper echelons? If you're a CEO or a CFO, do you look the same as your average business person?
And so what was determined based on that study?
Well, what we found is interesting because in the general business population, you'll see a pretty even distribution across those four patterns I described. But when you look at this C-suite sample, which is based on 660 executives from more than 500 different companies, you actually see a skewing. You see that almost two-thirds of that group are that pioneer and that driver pattern.
Well, that sort of makes sense because we put people in those positions to lead us, to take us someplace we've, quote, never been before.
Yeah, you bring up a great point, which is that a lot of people, when they're looking for leaders, are looking for those folks who can be the big picture thinker, get out in front of opportunities, take on those challenges. And those are things that are very comfortable for the pioneers and the drivers. What's interesting, though, is that any of the types could make it to the C-suite. It's not like we didn't see guardians and integrators there. And in fact, for certain roles, we saw those types more prevalent. So for instance, with the chief financial officers, pioneer is not the most dominant thing. You actually see drivers and guardians as the top two because that's the quantitative orientation. The guardian brings that detail, making sure that everything is just right, makes sense. With our chief human resources officers, you still have pioneer as the top, but very close behind that is integrator, and they're the ones who value relationships and people. So the roles very much influence the kinds of working styles we see emerging.
How do we determine what is our style? Is there a way to figure out sort of what we've been doing and determining where that fits into who we are?
Yes. So the easiest way for listeners to do this is if you go to our website, www.deloitte.com, and you search for business chemistry, there's a tool we have on there called 20 Questions. And what that does is it takes you through some decisions. You know, do you like numbers or do you like pictures? You know, those kinds of things. And we help you get a hypothesis for what a type is. And usually this tool is used for other people because the reason we created this system is many people have difficulty because they cannot connect with somebody else. And they think it's because, oh, that person just doesn't get it. But really, there's a difference in working style that's causing the problem. And so we wanted something that could be useful based on observations. So 20 questions is a way of taking some of those observations and translating it into a likely working style.
Are these different styles compatible, or is there some that are arranged a little bit better with each other?
Yeah. There's two spectrums here. There's the driver and the integrator are on one spectrum, and the guardian and the pioneer are on the other. And that leads to some interesting dynamics, because when you're at two ends of a spectrum, those are opposites in some sense. And so you can have a lot of conflict. They don't work together sometimes because they are oppositional. But if you think of it differently, if you think of them as being complements to one another rather than an oppositional kind of force, suddenly they're incredibly powerful in combination. Because if I'm somebody who's that big picture thinker, I really need to partner with somebody who's practical and has the details, and together we'll be much more powerful than we would be individually. And that's what the research shows, that the strongest teams have a mix of all of these styles.
Now, you're with the Deloitte Greenhouse Experience Group. What is the Greenhouse Experience Group? How do you describe that to people when they ask you, what do you do, or what's the group you're involved with?
Yeah. Well, it's not a place where we grow things, although I often get that at cocktail parties. It is a place where we grow ideas, though, in a sense, because what we're doing is we bring people together to try to help them tackle challenges in new ways. And so a lot of our effort is spent studying why groups don't make progress. What's holding them back? What are those barriers? And it could be a bias that the group has. It could be a lot of these business chemistry dynamics. It could be that there's just so much disruption in the world that they don't know how to think about it. And so we design experiences that help them think differently and give them opportunities to use these working style differences productively so that they can actually get farther, faster, instead of getting bogged down in a lot of the hubris that comes through those differences.
If people, again, want to find out more about this study, or, again, take that 20 kind of question thing, where's the place for them to check this out?
www.deloitte.com, and that's spelled DELOITTE.com. And we have a blog and all sorts of things that they can follow if they're interested. We also just were featured in this month's issue of Harvard Business Review. So if anybody wants to dig into the details, they can find them there as well.
Sounds great. Kim Christwort, the Nationally Managing Director for the Deloitte Greenhouse, appreciate your time this morning and sharing the information. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.